Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is the Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning. We're going to find out what is going on in the next month or so at the library with Christy Herneman, the Adult Services Coordinator at the library, and Darcy Caswell is the Youth Services Coordinator at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Hi, you guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Ted.
It just seems like you were just here about 3 weeks ago. So it's always good to have you guys back. There's always lots of stuff going on. This is not part of our discussion today, but Darcy, looking ahead, well, and Christy, same for you, because it's not just the summer reading program is right around the corner.
It is. We're getting cranked up. So sign up for summer reading begins June 1st. And folks will start seeing some promotion for that out this month. As a matter of fact, our summer issue of our magazine is hitting the various racks and offices and whatnot very soon. And for the summer reading program, the platform that we use is called Read Squared, and people can actually sign up to get a notice on June 1st, a reminder, say, hey, you can now go in and sign up for summer reading, so people can go ahead and get the earliest start possible to start, you know, logging their books and logging their minutes and becoming eligible for prizes and raffle drawings and all kinds of fun things.
And it's not just for kids.
No, we also have some really wonderful missions and some great prizes as well for adults, too. So adults can read anything, listen to any audiobook, watch any movie, create reviews, be entered into a weekly prize drawing of movie tickets. And at the very end, we're going to have some wonderful raffle prizes as well.
And of course, the big thing for summer reading is, I mean, it's fun for adults. On the youth side, we, of course, know that over the summer, kids and teens, if they are not getting some, if they're not reading, if they're not participating in enriching activities, that they can suffer from summer slide, which causes them to have a decrease in their ability to perform at school when they go back to the fall. So we want to make sure that kids over the summer are reading, that they're, you know, getting enriching activities. So we've got some, our discovery tables will be in the library for STEM-based activities. We've got some great programs just to keep those mm-hmm. brains working over the summer so that they're ready to go back in the fall, ready to learn.
And you know, Darcy, it's probably a good idea to be thinking about that now when mm-hmm. all of a sudden when summer comes, don't decide, well, we ought to do something.
Right.
Be sort of thinking ahead.
Right. Plan ahead. Come up with a plan for your summer because I have kids, you know, school age kids, and I know this is a hard time of the year because you've got testing, you've got concerts, you've got recitals, you've got all kind. It's a very busy mm-hmm. time of the year. Summer's going to be here before you know it, and you're right, it can happen that, you know, June hits and then all of a sudden you're in July and you think, oh my goodness, we haven't really done much this summer. So before it gets away from you, you know, again, grab one of the summer library magazines, check out all the great programs we have, get them on your calendar.
Make a plan.
Yeah, make a plan.
And the adult, Christy, I remember last year there was sort of the pot at the end of the rainbow was there was an iPad that was one of the prizes. There's always something fun for adults.
Yes, we'll have an iPad again and some Nook tablets and some book bags as well. So there'll be themed book bags. So if you like mysteries, we'll have a mystery book bundle that you can put in for romance, cookbooks, nonfiction. So, but it's also important for children to see that the adults in their lives read mm-hmm. as well.
Yes.
And I know that's one issue. My daughter's only 9 months old, but I read a lot of my books on my phone, so she just sees me staring at my phone all the time. So I know that's one thing I've been trying to do a lot more of is actually read some print books.
So, yeah, so she sees that you're reading
books. Because it's important. Because if children see that their parents enjoy reading books, mm-hmm. then they'll see
right.
that as a fun activity
it's,
to
that's
do.
That's a good example, and it shows kids, too, that reading is... You know, of course, you know, we do put an educational emphasis on it because it's so important to it for the education of children and teens. But we also want to show them that that reading is a lifelong pursuit, that it's not just for when you're in school.
Yeah.
It is all year long. It's no matter what age you are. And that it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you don't want to be saying to your kids over the summer, you must sit down and read a book, and then
I'm going to go play this video game.
Yeah, I'm going to go watch ESPN or something.
Right?
So, yeah, try to model it. The other thing is the At Your Library book that you talked about that is updated every quarter.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really fun magazine. It's very colorful, but it's not just for kids.
There's
all kinds of adult
things. Why would you think it's just for kids?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
You would look at it and say, oh, it's at the library. That just has kids' stuff in it.
Some people think that there's only kids' stuff at the library?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what I'm saying.
That would be just wrong.
Right. And that's what we want. We want to eliminate that myth.
Absolutely. Yeah, there are things, classes, materials for people of all ages at the library. And you're right, our magazine, I always tell folks that this is one-stop shopping to know what's going on at the library. It's covers all of our branches. It covers programs for all ages and for the entire quarter. So, whether you're looking for, it's like there's cooking classes in here, right? There's gardening classes for adults.
Mm-hmm.
There's the adult book clubs. What else
there's
there?
A lot of writers' groups at the library.
So here's something that is not for children.
Yeah.
Books and beer. Beer club at Adventure Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
Porter pairings. A book club with wine.
Mm-hmm.
Hague Winery. A book club with wine. Clearly not for adults.
Clearly
right?
not.
I mean, clearly not for children. So lots of fun things for adults.
Yeah, exactly.
The other work, crafts, quilting, all kinds of fun things.
Yeah. Now, Christy, you've talked to us about those particular clubs and how good they are.
Yeah, they are so much fun. It's just, it's nice to be able to talk books in a nice, relaxing setting, have a drink or two. It's a lot of fun.
Well, the other thing, if you have the magazine and you look at it, because I just discovered at this very moment, I wanted to talk about Friends of the Library with you at some point anyway, and I was going to talk about the fantastic book sales, and I was thinking I need to go over to the book sale. Well,
now you can see when they all are.
Well, I know, and I've missed everything but at the Howell Branch. It's still going on.
You should try Howell, yeah.
But yeah,
and there will be more coming up.
Oh, I know.
So when
you
get the summer issue,
then you make plans.
Find the page that lists the book sales, and then you can go there. You can find some really, really great books.
They're
inexpensive, and the great thing is that the proceeds of that go to the Friends of the Library, which goes to support the library either in purchasing materials or supporting our programs. So it's all good.
If you go to librarypoint.org too, you get a lot of good information, and we'll talk about that. But Friends of the Library is good just in the sense that it's a way you can give to the library. There are volunteer opportunities.
Absolutely, and if anyone's interested in that, I would encourage them to go ahead and become a member of the Friends of CURL. You can get information on that in any of our magazines or on our website. It's very easy to find. It's not expensive to join. It's, as a matter of fact, it's very
for an individual. It's $10.
Yes.
Family $20.
Yes.
And you are really helping the library.
Absolutely.
And I know a lot of times people you don't think of necessarily of you might want to help the library, mm-hmm. but you don't know how, or you don't even think that there are opportunities. There are.
Absolutely.
And you can find that out if you become friends of the library, and you can also find out about the book sales,
mm-hmm.
and if you look at the magazine before the day of
when
you're talking with people in the library, you might have been able to go a little bit sooner.
Maybe, yes.
So there's all kinds of good things, and again, At Your Library, the magazine is for the whole family. And
absolutely,
they're all around town. I see them. I've seen mm-hmm. them over at the Y. I see them.
Yep, they're in different professional offices. In a lot, like you said, at the Y, and of course you can pick them up in any of our branches.
Yeah,
as well.
They're there too.
Mm-hmm.
At Your Library, it's the magazine. You will see it around and check it out. We're talking Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning. We will get talking about some of the things going on around town and in the at the library branches when we come back with Christy Herneman and Darcy Caswell with the library. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
The Central Rappahannock Regional Library, our focus this morning with Christy Herneman and Darcy Caswell from the library. LibraryPoint.org is the website. There is a terrific Facebook page. One of the things I like about the Facebook page is just about every morning, one of the first posts is, what are you reading today?
Isn't that fun? Yeah. Is that Wednesday?
This Wednesday mornings.
Wednesday mornings.
Oh, okay.
Up, but it comes
oh, I
up
see
early.
It. Okay. Yeah, I thought I saw it. I've seen it
and
other.
I think it probably kind of repeats, you know, pops up at different times too.
And I see it and it does make you think, oh, yeah. I should be reading. What am
Did,
I reading?
I was going to ask, do you ever put down what you're reading? Do you ever reply?
I never have. Maybe I should.
You should.
Okay.
Because it's really interesting to see, you know, and to see what everybody's reading.
And it can spark great conversation. Because
oh, yeah.
I know I've been, you know, someone's reading something that's one of my mm-hmm. favorite books. And then, of course, I have to comment on that and say how wonderful the
yeah.
book is.
Oh, yeah.
And it just kind of starts conversations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done that too. Like somebody will say they're reading such and such book. And I'm like, oh, I love that book. Yeah, it's fun.
That is, and it gives people ideas. I mean, mm-hmm. I may see, mm-hmm. and it may be a topic or maybe
right.
a book I don't even know about.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
So
it's great inspiration.
That is one. It's a very well done. It's a really well done Facebook page. But that is one of the things because I always then feel guilty. And I should be. I do. I need to get that book out and keep
you
reading.
Well,
it.
When you know June 1st rolls around, you sign up for summer reading.
Yeah.
And then you have a good incentive to read. Over
so
the
yeah. Yeah, so it's a good reminder. What are you reading today? Bunch of stuff going on at the library. April 30th, I guess, is Monday. Community Conversation, Civility. That's at the Salem Church branch, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of an ongoing discussion that the library's been doing.
Yes, Community Conversation is a program where we get together community partners to talk about an issue that's important in the world and especially in our community. So on Monday, April 30th at Salem Church, they'll be talking about civility because, you know, I think a lot of people today feel that there is not a lot of civil discourse and there's just a lot of kind of going back and forth about issues. So how can we as a community overcome this issue of, you know, people not being civil so we can be a better community, mm-hmm. work together in a better way. So our panelists are going to be Dr. Jennifer Vaughn. She's a professional learning specialist for Prince William Schools. Sheriff Roger L. Harris, the Spotsylvania County Sheriff. Delegate Bob Thomas, he's a delegate for the 28th District. Marcy Catlett, the Deputy Superintendent for Fredericksburg City Schools. And Sabrina Johnson, who is the Vice President for Equity and Access of University of Mary Washington. So we get together these great partners from across, you know, the community to talk about how can we be civil. We're also going to expand this program up to the Porter Branch in the fall and be talking about the opioid crisis. So
okay.
both at Salem Church and Porter Branch in the fall.
And the series of the community conversations is really about bringing people from the community together, you know, no matter what your politics or, you know, no matter what your stand is on some of those things, and really get people together to talk about concerns that we have about things in our community and try to work together on figuring out, you know, some ways to work on those issues.
Those are, and boy, what a great panel. I mean, you've got you've got some good people on that panel that'll be able to talk about this, and what a great series this continues to be.
Yeah, our former branch manager at the Salem Church branch, Lena, who has just moved up to the Porter branch, did a wonderful job putting together not only this community conversation on civility, but the ones we've had in the past as well.
Wait, and that's one thing, each of the branches really are involved in really involved in the community. It's more than just books on a shelf. It's these kind of programs where you bring in and you're dealing with some really substantial issues.
Right. We, you know, a lot of people will think that the library is just books. And of course we have books and we're for information, but we're also really invested in education for the community. And so these type of programs, the community conversation, where we try to educate people in a program, get people to know each other, to talk. It's a really important issue for the library. We really see ourselves as a community hub.
And I think the library is one of the unique places in our communities where, you know, you don't need a membership card to come in. Mm-hmm. You don't need to pay to come in. You don't need to buy anything to stay in the building. And, you know, we welcome everyone. And it's one of those great places in our community where really anyone and everyone can come in and does come in. So it's kind of a great sort of neutral meeting space for people, you know, especially when we're dealing with or talking about some difficult community issues. You know, our concern is just about the community. We don't take sides on issues. We just want to present a place where people can meet together to discuss.
Yeah, no, it's when you talk about just being a community place, whether it's the meeting rooms being used for tutoring or mm-hmm. for conferences or, you know,
right.
you bring
or community meeting groups coming in, you know, mm-hmm. Boy Scouts meeting there
yeah.
or different organizations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I mean, the Salem Church branch is one I'm the most familiar with. And you, when you go in, that room to your left, the kind of the room, that that's always
it's always busy.
In use.
There's always
yeah.
somebody meeting in there.
Yeah, it's very mm-hmm. seldom you go in there and it's
right.
dark. So
mm-hmm.
that's good to see. Next week, April 30th, Monday through May 6th, it's Children's Book Week, and that would be you,
that's
Darcy,
me.
Because that's your thing.
That's a youth thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. So Children's Book Week is the longest running national literacy initiative in the country. Started in 1919. So it's coming up on its 100th anniversary next year. And really, Children's Book Week is all about, it's dedicated to inspiring a love of reading and to really focus on the great literature that we have for children and teens, celebrates a joy of reading. And so we want to promote all the great offerings that we have for children and teens. Get them to read. We'll have, of course, our regular slate of class offerings for our early literacy classes, and then we'll also have some special activities that children and teens can come in and just kind of, you know, they'll be out and you can just drop in and do those anytime.
And as always, if you have any questions about what's, you know, what my kids might be interested in or what are current,
yes.
go talk to a librarian.
Oh my gosh, that's our favorite question is when somebody asks us about a book or to recommend a book or can you help me find a book? I need a new read. My child just finished this book and now they don't know what to read. We love those questions. We love helping people. We love putting books in people's hands and turning them on to what might be their next favorite.
Is there any series or any kind of books right now that you've kind of latched on to?
Oh my goodness. So I, because of the nature of my job, I read across quite a bit, you know, age levels. And so I'm reading picture books. I'm reading books for, you know, beginning readers, for teens. So for myself, being able to read a whole series is quite a luxury. I usually just am able to read the first book in the series, then boom, I need to move on to something else.
Yeah.
So I'm trying. I don't know about a. Oh, you know what? And I might have talked about this at Christmas time, but I mentioned it with you. But the book Illuminae, which now the third book in that series came out in March. That is a tremendous series. So it is about it's sci-fi, and it's about you know, the first book is about these folks who are on a colonized planet, and basically it's attacked. They have to escape, so they get into these escape spaceships, mm-hmm. and then they head out into space, and they're being chased by the bad guys in a spaceship. And anyway, so that's a really great series, Illuminae. And book three just came out. So if you want to be able to read a series from start to finish, that's one that you certainly could do. And I would say that's for probably middle school and up. And adults love it. It's been really popular with adults as well.
Well, you hear it from teachers all the time, because we talked earlier about the importance of summer reading. But you hear from teachers where they can tell if they can tell the kids who read,
yeah.
just because they have an imagination,
right.
and they can,
and vocabulary. You know,
yeah.
children who read or who are read to Their vocabulary is just exponentially larger than children who are not read to. Because in books, you know, whether it's reading a picture book to a child or whether it's a teen reading a YA book, the vocabulary and the words that they are exposed to is just so much larger than the vocabulary that we use in our everyday language, or, you know, even that kids would hear in school. Mm-hmm. The words that they're going to read and pick up in books is tremendous. And so it's, you know, expanding their vocabulary. And then as they progress through their education and they're able to read higher levels and, you know, so maybe they're reading a science textbook. Well, they've possibly, you know, been introduced to some of those words already when they were reading, you know, books about nature from the library or whatever it might be. So.
And the great thing about the library is that you can take your kids and plop them down and they can look at books and they
Absolutely.
Can go to what they want.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think very few of us have the budget to be able to afford to, you know, purchase the wide variety of books that a library can provide. And so, you know, sometimes I walk in the library and I think, oh my goodness, this, you know, the variety that I have here is so tremendous. Like, I would mm-hmm. never be able to afford to purchase, you know, all the books that I can check out here. You know, so let's say, you know, all of a sudden, oh, I have bees. Somebody was talking about bees, and boy, that seems interesting. So let me check out a book about bees. And, you know, it might not be something that I want to purchase, but if I want to just read about them and dig into it more, I can do that. Or, you know, cookbooks. You know, all of a sudden, I decide, oh my goodness, maybe I want to try being a vegetarian. Let me check out a vegetarian
right.
cookbook. You know,
yeah.
It's a great opportunity to just explore anything that your heart desires.
Children's Book Week is next week, and so if you need something, if you need some kind of a push to get involved with things and check things out, go to the library, check it out, talk to a librarian, and they will steer you in the right direction. And not just for kids, Chris. I mean, same thing for adults. If I come in and just say, I don't know, you know, I don't know what to do, what to read. Somebody can talk to me.
Sometimes I think our titles shouldn't be librarians, but instead book pushers.
Ooh. Yeah.
I think we really like to
want to talk to you about that first. Before we
we like to
make
push
this campaign.
Books into people's hands.
Book
I mean,
advocate book. That's not strong enough.
No, that's not strong enough.
I think
a book pusher
is.
I mean, we could be pushing lots worse things.
Yes,
so.
It could change the whole. Yes, it puts a positive light on a pusher.
Yeah,
a book pusher.
It could change the whole nature of that word.
Right.
Yeah.
So no, you're right. But yeah, no, any age, go in. Someone can steer you in the right direction.
Of course.
Or love having those conversations with people.
Mm-hmm. Or just go and just browse.
Yeah.
Just look around.
You know, there's great displays in all the libraries, too, of, you know, some of them are thematic. Some, you know, we have the new books on display. We might have, you know, books that have been turned into movies, have a display about those. So there's always really easy places, too, for you to just sort of walk in and think, huh, that looks like a good one, and grab it
yeah.
and check it out.
We've got book pushers Darcy Caswell and Christy Herneman here from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:32.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubert.
We're talking Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning with Darcy Caswell and Christy Herneman. We talk about branches. One of the branches that I have never been to and that we talk about, that's part of the library branch is the Westmoreland branch, isn't that? That's the
we have three branches in Westmoreland.
Okay.
Yeah, Montross, Newton, and oh my goodness,
Cooper. Because Cooper's the one where there's been some.
Yes.
There's been
oh,
some updates.
We have done so. Author Cheryl Woods graciously has donated some of the a portion of the proceeds from one of her books. To do some updates to Cooper, and it's tremendous. It's so neat. We've got some new furniture out there. We've got some gaming stations in the teen area. We've got interactive panels for children to play with in the children's area. There's a fish tank, you know, so
yeah.
People enjoy watching that. And it's really great. And we're going to have an open house out there May 1st from 4 to 6 to really invite the public in and kind of show them everything. And
yeah.
You know, there'll be some refreshments. And, of course, you know, the furniture and stuff is there now, but we're just going to have a little celebration.
I didn't realize I knew the Montrose branch. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't realize about three branches in Westmoreland.
They're really, really neat branches. And, you know, I think all of our branches are real hubs of our community.
Yeah.
But, having come from a small town myself, I can really speak to the fact that in small towns in particular, the public library is really a center of the community's life there.
Yeah. Boy, and even around here, I'm surprised because I've heard and I've heard some parents talk and people talk about wanting, you know, talking about the real need to have. And I know it's being looked at another library in Spotsylvania in the Massaponics area. And we just take it to, a lot of times if you have a branch near you,
right,
or you have access to downtown, you don't even think about that.
Right. And I think, you know, there are places in our community that are in our region that, like you said, they are at a distance from our libraries. And I know that, you know, our director, Martha Hutzel, she's working with our funders to try to work on those. And, you know, but one, like, for example, one of the solutions that we've worked out with Spotsylvania County is to have a satellite library out at the Belmont Community Center once a week so that folks out there can come in. You know, there's Wi-Fi, there's printing, there's computer access. They can check out materials. So we're trying to be, again, work with the counties and work with our funders to come up with some creative solutions to make sure that everybody has access to our services.
Yeah, no, I have heard from a number of people in here that talked to that Belmont location is really popular. And
it
like
is.
You say, we take a lot of things for granted.
Absolutely.
Sometimes with high-speed internet and things.
Right. And you know, in our region, there are some very rural areas and there are pockets in our region where, you know, they don't have access to high-speed internet and, you know, kids don't have a convenient place to go maybe to do homework after school where they have, you know, access to a computer. So, yep, so those are all things we always are thinking about those.
May, it's time for, it's a comic art show month, or there's a comic art show during May. And is that, where's that at?
That's at our Salem Church branch, and that is tied into CurlCon. So CurlCon's coming up in May, and we have lots of events at all of our libraries in, you know, kind of around the themes there. Christy, do you want
it?
You probably
know. So CurlCon, this is going to be our fourth CurlCon. So it's Saturday, May 19th at the Howell Branch from 1 to 4. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of fun. If you have seen our spring issue of our magazine, you'll see everybody all dressed up, including one of the people sitting here on the radio right now.
But we're
I won't
not
mention
gonna,
who.
No, we aren't going to mention who, but someone in right-hand corner, bottom right-hand corner.
You guys are so rotten.
So people come dressed up. It's wonderful. So we have a costume contest. You know, it's for children, teens, and adults, a costume contest. You can win some pretty fun prizes. We have free comics to give away. There's artists, crafts, gaming, a photo and a video booth. We always show films. So it's a place where people can celebrate fandom and science fiction, fantasy, Harry Potter, Doctor Who, superheroes, and also we bring in the local artists and businesses who are part of this, you know, culture and, you know, this world of fandom, and they sell their wares.
And so, like you mentioned, and then you mentioned the comic art show. So we have other events going on at our other branches in support of CurlCon and fandom and comics. And so the comic art show is going to be at Salem Church. And artwork, it's for all ages, and artwork is accepted at the Salem Church branch from April 20th to the 27th, which is tomorrow. So people, folks should get their artwork turned into the Salem Church branch, and that'll be on display then for the month of May.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But CurlCon is, Christy has, over the years, it continues to grow and grow. And it's a unique thing. It's really unique for this area to have something like this available.
Right. It's super popular. And what we had heard over the years was, you know, they always have stuff in Richmond. They have things in D.C. You know, an hour away, you know, that will take up an entire day.
Plus, you have to pay to get into those.
Right. You have to pay, and sometimes it's quite a bit of money. And, you know, you pay for one day there, and then you have to pay for the next day, and then the next day, where we, you know, we limit it to an afternoon. It's absolutely free. You know, you can buy, you know, artwork and comics from local artists, or you can just come and enjoy the day. So, you know, it's we really saw a need in the community, you know, for this type of event. And not a lot of people realize, you know, we have graphic novels, we have comic books, we have anime and manga. So that's also, we wanted to showcase our collection as well.
I think I met you when you came in to talk about Curl Con, and we talked about it during the show. And you always are so enthusiastic about this is really one of your events.
Yeah, it's something, you know, I started. So I'm no longer at the Howell brand. So I have passed the baton on to my successor, who has really taken and run with it. So, but I'm really excited to go back this year and, you know, enjoy CurlCon again and probably take my little 9-month-old girl. I'll have to find a costume for her, though. I don't need to find a costume.
Cute.
I don't have one yet.
Are you going to dress up yourself?
I don't know. I usually wear my Hogwarts alumni t-shirt because I always tell people if I could go to Hogwarts, I'd go to Hogwarts and then go live in Three Pines, which is in Louise Penny's books. But, you know, maybe one day, you know, my Hogwarts letter will come.
You never know when you're talking to librarians where the conversation will go or just how far out that they go. It's CurlCon is Saturday the 19th, like you say. It's from 1 to 4. It's free, and like you say, you've got comics and you've got artists and a photo booth and just all kinds of fun on the 19th.
And half the fun is just walking around and seeing the other folks in the costumes and talking to the comic book artists. They're so interesting. I have to admit, I did not purchase anything last year, but I had a great time talking to the artists and asking them, you know, about their inspiration, how they learned to draw, and it's really fun.
It is a lot of fun, and I have a friend who loves Tesla. Like, her phone, iPhone case is a Tesla, is a picture of Tesla, and there was an artist there who has some H.P. Lovecraft and Tesla comics, so I've bought those before, so, and those are wonderful.
So it really, if whether you're into this a lot or you think your kids or your family might be wanting to get into it, this is a good place to kind of give it a test run and see how interested they are.
Oh, definitely. You know, you can spend little money on costumes or you can spend thousands of dollars on costumes. So, you know, this is a great place to really see, like, do you want to invest a lot of time and money into, you know, going to cons, you know, in the area, in the region, or across the country.
And it's also pretty low commitment with CurlCon. You know, you can, because there's no admission, you know, you can come in, especially if you're coming with kids, and if you're not certain if they'll like it, you can come in, you can be there for 30 minutes or an hour, and if they turns out, no, this isn't really a good thing, you can leave, and you haven't, you know, all you're out is your time.
Yeah.
So it's a nice way to try it out.
CurlCon, Saturday the 19th, May 19th, 1 to 4 at the Howell Branch. Do you get, it still does, I mean, I know that the Howell Branch used to be England Run.
Right.
But I'm sure, for you guys, it's always, you just say it and it flows.
Least with you. Sometimes behind the scenes we mess up.
Okay, because I just thought, wow, you guys are really good. It's just seamless.
But takes a lot of practice. That and the Fredericksburg branch as well. Yes. I usually like stop a moment and think to myself, okay, what is it called? And then
because that was formerly called the Headquarters Branch.
Yeah,
Headquarters Library.
And now what is that called?
Fredericksburg branch.
Fredericksburg branch.
Yeah. So when we moved our administration offices out of that building, then that
became a branch.
Yes. Correct.
Okay. Again, CurlCon the 19th. Oh, the other thing is sort of tied into this. May the 4th, Star Wars Day.
Oh, so fun.
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah. So for folks who are not familiar, May the 4th is a day to celebrate Star Wars.
Yeah.
It's a play on the words, you know, May the 4th, May the Force be with you.
Yeah.
So several of our branches are having specially themed classes that day. We've got a special Grow a Reader class at Porter and Salem Church. So that's for the 0 to 5 kiddos. And so there will be Star Wars themed songs and books and different things. And then also at Newton, there is a May the 4th. There'll be May the 4th activities. And yeah, it's So it's fun to celebrate.
Oh, totally. Yes. Again, you can check it all out at librarypoint.org or the library's Facebook page or the At Your Library magazine that you'll find all over the place. We're talking Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
We're talking Central Rappahannock Regional Library with Darcy Caswell and Christy Herneman this morning. One of the things, in the month of May, May 1st, the 8th, and the 15th, you've got George Washington Foundation lectures. They are really interesting. This is sort of, I think, picking up because you did these in the fall, I think, too, or sometime last year. There were people from the George Washington Foundation came in, and I know did some lectures, and this kind of picks up from that.
Right. Yeah, they've been a great partner for us. So we are partnering again with the George Washington Foundation to talk about George Washington and his family in the region. So May 1st, we have Kelly Brennan Earhart, Manager of Interpretation and Visitor Services, talking about Betty Washington Lewis and women's health in the 18th century. You know, health back in the 17th, 18th, 19th century is a lot different than what we're used to now. So it's all very interesting. May 8th, David Earhart is going to be discussing the rise and fall of Colonel Fielding Lewis, Betty Lewis's husband. And then May 15th, curator Megan Buttinger will reveal some of the unusual objects in Kenmore's collection that the public rarely get to see. She's going to be talking about some of the behind-the-scenes look at curating work as well.
So, yeah, no, it's all really interesting, especially with the opening of the family house over at Frey Farm. Have you seen the family house?
I haven't.
Oh, you, yes.
The last time I was there, it was right before they were going to open it.
Really good.
I see it, you know, I drive past it, and it looks so cool.
It's so much bigger when you get there than it looks from the road. But when you go and see it, it really is something. May the 10th is Teen Poetry Night.
Yeah, so every year we have a teen poetry contest at our libraries, and the entries were accepted April 1st through the 15th, and this is open to teens in grade 6 through 12. So they submitted poems April 1st through the 15th, and then our judges are from University of Mary Washington, Amanda Rutstein, who's an adjunct English instructor, and Laura Bylanock, who's an assistant professor of English. So they judge the poems, and then on May 10th is our poetry night, where the winning poems are read either by the teens who wrote them, or if they're not there or they don't want to read them themselves, then the judges will read them. And it's a really special night. To hear, because you know, poetry is meant to be read aloud, and so it's great to be in the room and hear that poetry read aloud, often by the person who wrote it, and to, you know, teens are such cool people, and to really be in the room and sort of witness their creativity is really special. There will be refreshments available, and it's going to be a great night. So everybody's welcome to come. It's Thursday, May 10th, from 7:30 to 8:30 at our Fredericksburg branch.
You were mentioning, we were talking a little bit earlier off air, Darcy, about a program you've got for kids with autism.
Yeah, so we are super excited about this. So our Grow a Reader initiative at the library is to develop early literacy skills and practices for children 0 to 5. And one question that we've been having from the community lately is about, you know, having a class that's specially designed for children with autism or who may have other special needs. Mm-hmm. And so we are really, really excited to be launching a new class called Sensory Time. It's going to be the first Thursday of the month at our Howell branch. It's going to begin June 7th. And children and teens of all ages are welcome at this class with a caregiver. It's going to be presented on a preschool developmental level. But, of course, we know that children with special needs, you know, chronologically, their chronological age may be different than their cognitive or developmental age. So children and teens of all ages are welcome to come. And we have presenters who are specially trained to use some teaching techniques that are, you know, especially geared for children with autism. The environment in the room is going to be toned down, so we're going to dim the lights. We're going to eliminate distractions to really make it the environment and the class itself as positive as possible for children with autism, so that they can really have a positive experience in the class and also work on developing those early literacy skills that, you know, that they need as well. So again, it's going to start in June. Signups, we want to part of the unique structure of this class is also that the size of the class is going to be kept small, again, to make it a positive experience for those children. So for this class, we are asking folks to sign up, and sign up is going to begin May 1st. And anyone interested in bringing their child to this class, they can call the Howell Branch Youth Services Department to sign up for that class beginning May 1st. And then the class itself begins June 7th.
Okay. Good stuff. Again, as a reminder, the Community Conversations on Civility, Christy, is Monday at the Salem Church Branch, and people like the sheriff and other people there to talk about just, you know, community civility.
Correct. Yes. 7 to 8:30 at the Salem Church Branch, and then look forward to our one in the fall talking about the opioid crisis as well.
CurlCon is May 19th at the Howell Branch, and it's everything comics.
Yes, 1 to 4. So come dressed up if you want, because there will be a costume contest. So Ted, we're hoping to see you there in a costume.
I have a Princess Leia costume you can borrow if you want.
I see that. We all can see that. Once again, it's on the magazine at your library. Bottom right is what you can look at the Princess Leia costume. Librarypoint.org is the website. There's a Facebook page. We've run out of time, but this is the first time. We always talk about getting a library card, you can do it online. You
super
can go
easy.
In.
It's
all taken
super easy.
It's all taken care of. Well, thank you so much for what you guys do and for what the library does. These are just like I said, these are the you get this magazine, you go through everything. The library is a happening place.
It sure is.
And we have been heard about all those happenings with book pushers Darcy Caswell and Christy Herneman. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you,
Ted.
That is it. We'll see you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.